بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Respected brothers, the spirit, the essence of this Mubarak month of Ramadan can perhaps be encapsulated by the endeavor to develop two qualities within ourselves. One of these qualities is emphasized in the Quran and the other in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On the one hand, this is the month to develop the quality of taqwa and piety, ta'alluq and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, la'allakum tattaqoon, that we have given you this month so that you become muttaqi, so that you develop taqwa. And on the other hand, this is the month which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam referred to as وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبَرُ. He said this is the month of sabr, this is the month of patience. Ulama ikram explain, they say to gain Allah's closeness, taqwa is essential. With taqwa, a person will acquire the closeness of Allah. And to make oneself beloved and acceptable amongst the people, amongst your fellow human beings, this quality of sabr and patience is essential. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا فَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. This point what I've just mentioned, that to acquire the closeness of people, sabr is an essential quality. In this verse of the Quran, Allah commands us with the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cautioned in this verse that do not engage in disputes and conflicts. Do not become the source of disunity. Because once the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be disunited, the hearts will be conflicted, opposing one another, then this will lead to weakness. This will lead to the strength and status of this ummah being lost. And in the same verse where Allah Ta'ala speaks of this, the harm of this, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاسْبِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. What is the panacea? What is the solution? What will cause unity? What will cause the hearts to be cemented if we will adopt this quality of sabr and patience, tolerance, to overlook, to forgive, in the face of aggression, to be able to smile? One incident is mentioned that on one occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Sahaba Kiram. Allah Ta'ala had made Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not only the Nabi of Insan, he was the Nabi of Jinnat, the Nabi of birds, the Nabi of insects, the Nabi of animals also. One camel came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this camel, whatever way the camel, whatever sounds emit from the camel, this camel spoke to the Nabi of Allah. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba Kiram. And he said that this camel has complained of the ill treatment that it is receiving from its master or its owner. The owner of this camel was sent for. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have a request from you. What is the request, Ya Rasulullah? He said, make this camel over to me. So the Sahaba, this was that group, their love, their devotion, the allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unparalleled in history. When they would address Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would say, Bi abi anta wa ummi. May my parents be sacrificed upon you. So gladly, willingly, the Sahabi handed this camel over to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the camel and said that you are free. Your days of difficulty and hardship and strife are over. So it's mentioned in the riwayat, فَرَغَى رَغْوَةً فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الثَّانِيَ فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الثَّالِثَ فَقَالَ آمِينَ ثُمَّ رَغَى الرَّابِعَ فَبَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. This camel made a sound, whatever sounds the camel makes. To this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. This happened 3 times. The 4th time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started crying. So Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the meaning of this? What just occurred? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this camel made dua. The first dua, may Allah rid you of your fears as you have rid me of my fears. So I said, Ameen to this. The second dua, may Allah protect your ummah from being destroyed by a tyrannical ruler, by being completely destroyed. I said, Ameen. Third dua, may Allah protect your ummah from being completely annihilated by some natural calamity or disaster, plague or whatever it may be. To this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ameen. And then the 4th dua, may Allah protect your ummah from breaking up into different groups and factions. May Allah protect your ummah from becoming disunited and from the seeds of discord being planted in your ummah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this dua, Jibreel came and informed me, will not be accepted by Allah. So disputes, discord, these are things on the one hand, while they naturally occur, human beings are bound to dispute with one another. But where the caution, where the warning comes about in Quran and Hadith, that this should not lead to the breaking down of relationships. This should not lead to a point of what we call in Shariat Hijran, where we refuse to talk to one another, or we refuse to associate with one another. This is why this month, this quality of sabr has been emphasized. That learn to become tolerant, become patient. Overlook the ill treatment that you are receiving from the opposing party. These nights, in fact the whole psychology of the seclusion in the masjid is what primarily is the pursuit of Laylatul Qadr, a Mubarak night, a night which Quran attests to is better than 1,000 months. Yet we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even on Laylatul Qadr, there are certain categories of people whose du'as will not be accepted by Allah, who will not gain the clemency and mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain gunas, there are certain sins, that if you engage in them, they result in du'as being rejected even on Laylatul Qadr. The mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us, and we should be concerned about this. And if we are mubtala and involved in this, it is a serious issue. It is something important that we take steps to address this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to one riwayat, he said 4 categories of people, their du'as will not be accepted even on Laylatul Qadr. The one, he said, mudmin khamr, the one who is involved in the guna of liquor. In other words, intoxication. Whether it's liquor or general meaning anything else. That, alhamdulillah, to some extent is not that common in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second category Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to is what we call aqun li waliday. That person who is disobedient or is a source of dukh and pain and hurt to his parents. This, very often I say this, it is difficult to find a home in Durban where the hearts of the parents are not broken. Let us understand, my respected brothers, I'm not going to go into details, time is limited. Kaan khol kar sun lo. Listen with the ears of the heart. Listen with the ears of the heart. Your parents being allowed to flower into old age in your presence, this is not a burden. This is in fact a great blessing from Allah and a tremendous opportunity. A tremendous opportunity for you to earn your Jannat and your Akhirat. If Allah gives you that opportunity, do not lose that opportunity. Because the regret that is attached to that is too tremendous to even explain. Later on in life you may regret, then it is too late. If Allah has allowed your parents to flower into old age in front of you, understand this is a wonderful opportunity Allah is giving you. It is not a burden. It is an opportunity Allah is giving you to earn your Jannat and to earn your Akhirat. The third category of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned, the third and fourth are linked to each other. He said, the one who severs and breaks family ties. And the fourth, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is the one who harbors hatred and enmity in his heart for his fellow Muslim. Unfortunately, today we have become an ummah. When it comes to hatred, enmity, when it comes to carrying baggage in the heart, when it comes to not having the desire of forgiving and letting go, we have reached a stage or a level where like how a little child is nurtured and brought up, like that we nurture enmity in our heart. We almost like we are rearing it and bringing it up years and years. Years and years harboring, oh, he didn't invite me for some function. Some minor thing. Some minor issue at times you can't even remember what it was. But we are not prepared to forgive. We are not prepared to overlook. We are not prepared to tolerate. When it comes to disputes, conflicts, primarily, my respected brothers, there is ishara in Quran that this starts amongst family members. There is one incident in the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions about the first family of humanity and the first conflict that occurred in humanity. Like I said, in this is ishara that conflicts and disputes will start at family level. If we can't maintain family ties, then we will never be able to maintain ties with the rest of the ummah also. The incident I am referring to, in it ulama-i-kiram explain, Allah's sunnat is enunciated. Allah's sunnat is outlined. We are given a dispute that occurred between two brothers, the two sons of Adam alayhi salam, with regards to how they reacted to that dispute and conducted themselves. One brother chose one direction, the other one chose the other direction. Allah Ta'ala dealt with each one differently according to the road that he opted and chose. Ulama Ikram say, in this Allah's sunnat is explained till Qiyamah. Disputes are going to happen. Conflict will occur. At that time you have a choice. What is the choice? You can choose which camp you want to fall into. You can choose which brother's example you want to follow. And accordingly, Allah's sunnah, the way Allah will deal with you. On the one hand, like I said, time is limited. Very briefly, for the preservation of the human race, there was an allowance in the Shariat of Adam alayhi salam, which was specific and unique to that Shariat. The human race needed to procreate to exist in this world. So Allah Ta'ala made it such that each year a pair of twins would be born. One male, one female. Intermarriage between this brother and sister was haram and not allowed. But the pair that was born the next year, the male and the female of the next year, marriage between them and the twins that were born this year was allowed. That allowance was found in the Shariat of Adam alayhi salam, so that the human race could survive in this world. Allah made it such, Allah shan, the sister that was born with Qabil, haram for his marriage, but born with him was very beautiful. And the sister that was born with Habil was not so beautiful. So already the seeds of discord had been planted. Qabil was jealous of his brother, not happy about the fact that his partner was not so good looking, and his brother's partner was going to be very good looking. By trade, Qabil, both of them were people of the land. Qabil used to grow crops, was a farmer, agriculture. Habil reared animals. The command came from Allah to give sadaqah and charity. Habil, what was his response to this command of Allah? The wealth already belongs to Allah. Allah is giving me an opportunity to spend in his way. So he looked for his prizest animal and he chose that animal to give in sadaqah. Qabil's reaction was, those days, to utilize the sadaqah was not allowed in that shariat. What they would do, they would take the sadaqah and place it on a high ground. If it was accepted by Allah, a fire would come from the skies and take it away. And if it was not accepted, nothing would happen, the fire would not come. So Qabil thought to himself, it's going to get burnt anyway, so why must I give up what is precious? So he looked for the most inferior crops. He presented this as his sadaqah. His brother Habil presented his most prized possession. Allah's system, Habil's sadaqah was accepted, Qabil's sadaqah was not accepted. So the jealousy, the discord, the enmity for his brother, these various factors, it started growing like a fire raging in the heart, till it reached a point where Qabil decided, na'uzubillah, to murder his brother. At that juncture, Quran reproduces the conversation that occurred between these two brothers. Qabil moves in a threatening manner towards his brother. What is the reaction of Habil? لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. He said, my brother, you have raised your hand, you want to hurt me, you want to harm me, you want to attack me. You are my brother, I will not retaliate. I will not retaliate, I will not harm you. I will not hurt you in any way. But I am advising you, my brother, desist from what you are about to do, because if you continue on this path, then you will carry my sin and your sin, and you will become amongst the oppressors, and you will be damned forever. Qabil did not listen to the advice of his brother. He committed the first murder that occurred in humanity. What happened? One brother made sabr, one brother tolerated, one brother forgave, one brother overlooked, one brother refused to react. The other one was the aggressor, the other one was the zalim, the other one oppressed his brother. Two patterns of actions were shown. What was Allah's sunnat? On the one hand, Habil, Allah elevated him, so that today, thousands of years later, we are speaking about him in a venerable manner. Allah elevated him to such an extent, it is said the animal of sadaqah that he gave was reared in Jannat. And when the knife of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was passing over the neck of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Zabihullah, Allah's sunnat, Allah's command, the knife refused to cut. Ibrahim alayhi salam went to sharpen it. Jibreel was told, take an animal quickly, remove Ismail out of harm's way. The animal that was brought was the same animal that was the sadaqah of Habil. Allah elevated him to that extent. Qabil on the other hand was damned forever to such an extent. He initiated this crime of murder in humanity. The first murder was committed by him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Every murder from that time till Qiyamah, the guna and sin of it will go on Qabil. We find, my respected brothers, family ties, what this means, Allah knows best. But my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has given rahim, family ties, a shape or a form. And what happened is rahim, family ties, mu'allakum bil arsh, has attached itself to the arsh of Allah, to the arsh of Rahman. Yunadi al-layla wal-nahar. And family ties, day and night, every day, right by Allah's arsh, is making dua to Allah. What dua is it making? Ya Rabbi, sil man wasalani feek, waqta' man qata'ani feek. O Allah, join and preserve and elevate and honor the one who will preserve me, who will let go his rights, but will not destroy his family ties. And O Allah, daily this dua is occurring by Allah's arsh. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, family ties entreats Allah, Ya Allah, break off and destroy and distance from your mercy the one who will not preserve me. The one who will be the source of discord. The one who will be the source of disunity. Nabawi nuskha. Nabawi prescription. This is guaranteed. Some astute businessman tells us that, listen, you know what, go and invest over here, or go and invest in this country, or this new commodity is coming in the market, the price is going to escalate. Get involved in this. We get excited. Why that businessman, he's an astute businessman, has given us this advice. How often the advice works out to be zero. Rosie is in Allah's hands. But we trust the experience of that businessman. Allahu Akbar, this is no businessman. This is Sadiqul Masduq. The seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Nabi gave us a nuskha. He gave us a prescription. And how beautifully he said, Man sarrahu, O my ummati. Whoever wants this, whoever is pleased to have this, what three things? Man sarrahu, an yumaddalahu fi umrihi. Whoever is happy or desires that Allah should give him a long life. In other words, barakah in his life. Wa yuwassa'lahu fi rizqihi. That Allah should give him tawsi', increase. Allah should give him an increase, give him plentiful risk and sustenance. Third thing, how many times we meet old people that are sick? Molana, dua kar lo, make dua for me. Allah buri maut se bacha de. Allah save me from a bad death. Allah save me from a bad death. My Nabi said, who of you wishes? Who is happy? Who is pleased? Antudfa anhu mitatasu, that he should be saved from a bad death. His name should be remembered in a good way after he leaves this world. His death should not occur in negative circumstances. I am reiterating three things which every human being desires. Naturally, everyone desires this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you want a long life, barakah in your life? Barakah in your risk and sustenance. To be saved from a bad death. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is guaranteeing you Allah will give you these three things. What is the nuskha? What is the prescription? What must you do? He said, falyattaqillah. First thing, adopt taqwa. Adopt taqwa. And the second thing, wal yasil rahima. When it comes to your family members and the disputes that occur, become the oppressed one. Don't demand your right. Let it go. Forgive. Give your brother or your cousin or your relative the upper hand for the sake of Allah. Allah will elevate you. Allah will elevate you. Never be the source. Never be the source of discord and disunity occurring. This concept or mindset, I want my right. I'm going to demand my right, my respected brothers. That is in its place. But what is the teaching of Islam? What is it? This dispute that has occurred is an opportunity to earn your akhirat by making sabr. And more often than not, Allah will give you barakah in this world. Guaranteed. This is such a severe thing which today, unfortunately, we don't even take seriously. Faqih Amul Layh Samarqandi rahimahullah in his kitab, he mentions a riwayat, it is Ashiyata Arafah. Allahu Akbar. Ashiyata Arafah. The night of Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is about to make dua. He addresses Sahaba and he says, if there is anyone amongst you that has severed family ties, please leave this gathering. A youngster gets up, he comes back a little later. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquires from him, what happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, my maternal aunt, relation with her had broken down. When I heard your announcement, I went and I patched up with her. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna rahmata la tanzilu ala qawmin fihim qatiu rahim. Listen, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah's rahmat will never descend upon a people in which there is someone who has severed family ties. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, many eminent sahaba, whenever they would engage in Allah's zikr, in dua, collectively they would make this announcement. If they are about to make dua and somebody is with them, they would make this announcement. لِيَقُمْ عَنَّا قَاطِعُ رَحِمٍ. If there is someone who has severed family ties, please leave this gathering. Why? Inna abwab as-sama turtaj duna qati rahim. The doors of the heavens of Allah, the doors of acceptance from Allah, turtaj, are sealed and closed for the one who has severed family ties. These Mubarak nights, these Mubarak occasions are there as an excuse. They are there as an excuse for us to forgive one another, to unite the hearts of one another. Let things go. Stop carrying baggage in our hearts. We are harming ourselves more than we are harming anyone else. These conflicts that are occurring, my respected brothers, by learning to forgive, to tolerate, to overlook, to cement the seeds of unity, wallah, there is such barakah, such blessing in that. Little bit sabr, little bit patience we make in the dunya already. Allah Ta'ala will show us the samara of that patience. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.